And where I refer back to is there is some essential part of my being, and I claim that that is true for everyone if it hasn't been clobbered out, you know, obscured, that knows life is wonderful, love is at the center of everything, we are all connected, I matter, you matter. Perhaps part of it is, of course, I was born in Alaska, and you'd have to be pretty heavily clobbered not to revel in the glory of the natural world. The natural world up here is astonishing. It is beautiful. It's enormous. It is ever-present. And it is larger than we are. And I have had a very profound sense of connection to the bigger, you know, web of creation ever since I was a tiny person. And that also wasn't taken away, right? Nothing got in the way of that connection. And again, I would submit that I think all children are born profoundly and inherently connected to the network of creatures and plants and the sun and the wind and the waters and the, you know, the insects and the birds, and if it's not taken away from them, that that connection is inherent. In that regard, I was given messages. They just didn't necessarily come through the human community.
A little bit of wisdom from my ex-wife. When my son was born 27 years ago, she was just marveling, how could anyone ever believe in original sin? What a ridiculous concept, looking at the purity of this child.
Sure.
I got home from work when he was about 8 or 9 months old, and she said, Mark, I found out today, original sin starts at 8 months. She just saw him. A look came over his face, which was evil, malicious, nasty. And my son is one of the blessed spirits of the planet.
Of course,
At that moment, she saw it peeking through.
Well, I do think we all have the potential, right, to go towards self-centeredness, to go towards greed, to go towards vengefulness, to go towards what have you, right? We have that potential, and that